We will move on now. We're going to jump down to item 17, projects in the West region.
Good morning, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling, Matt Snyder, Parks Regional Supervisor for Western South Dakota. This morning, I just got a brief presentation to update on some of the projects that we got going on across the West region here. As you can see, the West region, we go from North Dakota up at Shade Hill down to Angostura, Nebraska border there, and then over to Wyoming. And then of all places, Wall is where we kind of end and kind of zigzag up and around. So we'll start with the Shade Hill shop. As you can see, the shop, the picture's there, it's beyond its useful life. We have some structural issues starting to show up with the roof. We're probably one good snowstorm, heavy snow from that thing collapsing. And then with the equipment we have anymore, we're having trouble getting it in. It's like I said, it's seen its useful life. Part of the Shade Hill shop, it's basically will be a cost share with the BOR, Bureau of Reclamation. So roughly about a $700,000 build, and they'll pay 50% of that. It kind of mirror the Rocky Point shop that's at Belfouche Reservoir right now. There's three bays. The Game Fish and Parks will actually maintain two of those bays for our operation, and then the Bureau of Reclamation gets one of those bays. So we're looking at a fall completion, but we went out to bid to try and enhance some bidders. We're basically pushing that to a spring completion, give them some more time, and hopefully get a good price on it. Moving on to Mickelson Trail. You probably heard in the past we have over 100 bridges on the Mickelson Trail of different lengths and sizes, and we've started an inspection program a few years ago where we have Banner Engineering has been coming out and doing some inspection on us, and they've identified 24 bridges as what they would deem in poor condition. From that, from those reports and that, we have found a contractor down in Nebraska that basically his expertise is railroad bridges, and they're a bridge contractor. And he has some specialized equipment. He's come up and specifically looked on bridge number 74, which is up in the Mystic area, and has identified what we call caps, that basically what the rails would have sat on basically need replaced, and a pretty effective way of how he can do it. So we're in the process of writing a contract with this individual and going out for bid and getting that done. The goal then is with these 24 bridges, there's like four of them that are really small that we're looking to basically experiment with this fall with putting some culverts in rather than trying to continually maintain a small bridge in some remote areas that nobody really sees. Some of the more prominent bridges of the remaining 20, we hope to basically get into a contract with somebody that's capable of doing the work and basically doing some inspections and getting the work done at the same time. And then we're hoping within the next 3 to 4 years to have those deficiencies fixed. And then we'll keep this ongoing inspections of these bridges and that. But what we're finding out is they're not as in bad a shape as what maybe we first thought. Yes, there's some work that needs to be done, but it's not to the point where a whole bridge needs to be replaced. There's just aspects of it that need to be replaced as they wear out. Then we move down to Hot Springs at Angostura there. District Supervisor Andrew Kaufman has been working with the high school down there to build a camper cabin in their shop complex. We used to do this through the state prison, and we found that going through the high school, we supply the materials, they supply all the labor, and it's been a good training opportunity for them. We have an electrician here at Custer State Park that's actually down there today wiring this building, doing the rough wiring and all that. The kids are having a lot of fun. They'll be out at the park next week helping pour in concrete for the slab. So it's been a great partnership, and the instructors are already looking and saying, can we build another one next year? So it's been a great opportunity for the school as well as for us. We're saving some money, and we're getting a good product, and it's been a great learning opportunity for everyone involved. Some other projects down there on the Shep's Canyon side. Andrew and his crew worked with the Black Hills, the Black Hills chapter of Pheasants Forever down there, and they planted 1,100 trees already this spring. Had a donation of $10,000 from Carl Castor Memorial Habitat, and then had some habitat stamp money that went into that as well. They got fabric on these trees down there, and they have irrigation lines ran to these trees as well because we get awful dry down there. So we have an allotment out of the reservoir where we have a solar pump, and then that pumps water through an irrigation line to these tree belts to promote growth. And then every year they'll go through and dead ones will pull out and replant some hand ones. So been a great project. They had a lot of fun doing that, and it was a great partnership. Some other things they did down there is last fall they put that picnic shelter in the rec area down there. Then they're working on the Angostura side. They have a bunch of cabins they're reshingling. So the cabins used to come out with wood shakes, which look very nice, but then they start to deteriorate with the heat and the sun down there, and then we get the hailstorms and it starts cracking them up and breaking. So we found metal wood shakes, or not wood, but a metal shake that looks like wood that stands up really well through the hailstorms. Looks pretty natural from a distance, looks like a wood shake. So that's what we've started to go through down there. And then they also had one of their most popular cabins down there, the deck, large deck on it was starting to really show its wear and tear. And they went in the spring and took that out and put a new deck in. So. And then here at Custer State Park, we have an ADA trail upgrade. So we're working, this is behind the main visitor center is what we're doing here. We've always wanted to put an amphitheater in back there. So through a fundraising opportunity with the foundation and some ADA state money we had, this is happening this spring. We're waiting on, it's kind of a combination between a contractor and our staff putting this all together. But really what made this possible is Custer State Park Resort Company came through with a $60,000 donation to the foundation. So that's basically, they're splitting the cost. We had $60,000 in ADA state funds to put towards it. So it's going to be a great project, great partnership to get this done. And we're looking for this to be done probably late June. So it'll be ready for this summer season when it really starts rolling. And then as you guys heard yesterday and have seen firsthand, the event barn upgrade here for kind of a holding kitchen and that for the resort company, something that we've been wanting to do for a while, and it's turned out really nice. Really fits in, blends in well with the building. If you didn't know it wasn't here already, you know, you would have never known that it was just added. So great project. And then up at Sylvan Lake, we're looking at this fall replacing our comfort station. It took a tree this winter, but even before that, it's at end of life. When we went through our 2020 master plan up at Sylvan Lake, it was identified that this building needs to be replaced. It currently offers two opportunities per side for men's and women's, which is not enough in the heart of the summer. It's not good enough to where it's not good enough to where we can keep it open early enough in the shoulder season or late enough in the fall. So we're looking at a prefabbed building that we would bring in, a concrete building prefab. It would offer five opportunities per side to deal with the amount of people we have up there. There'd be a heat source in this building to where we could open it up earlier in the spring and keep it open later in the winter. People don't ever stop coming to Sylvan Lake. They're hiking the trails all year round up there, and rather than trying to maintain porta potties and vault toilets, it'd be a lot easier to have running water and flush toilets for them. So project that's going to kind of be a combination between a contractor and staff-led project as well, and looking forward to that. I think I froze up, Chris. There we go, didn't move. Move there.
I didn't touch anything.
Well, I think we lost Zoom at one point.
Well, the next slide is dealing with our road construction here in the park. Like I explained to some of you, it started last October and it'll probably finish this October. So it's a DOT project along 16A. They've gone through and basically replacing and upgrading the majority of the culverts underneath the road. A lot of them were old metal corrugated culverts that they're replacing with concrete. There's a few box culverts that they're doing a poured in place. And then doing some patchwork, and then they'll eventually come in and do a complete mill and overlay of the entire stretch through the park. And then at the junction here of 16A and the Wildlife Loop Road, they want, for safety purposes, they're trying to make the Wildlife Loop Road come more in at a 90-degree angle rather than the sweeping curb for people turning and people entering Highway 16A. So that's what you're seeing with the disruption over there. So, it'll be a process. We're starting to see more and more use coming to the park, so it'll be okay at the end of the day. We'll have a great product, but it's just a little bit of pain right now and patience with our own staff and people traveling through the park, but we'll get through it. So, and then another project we did, we used some ARPA funds for this down at the Horse Camp or French Creek Horse Camp. We enhanced the corral shelters down there we built a few years ago. Prior to this, we just had open shelters, and what would happen is when people would come in, they bring their horses in, and then we'd get a hailstorm. We'd get quite a few of them, and it beats the horses up to where they're bruised, and then the people can't ride their horse for a couple days. And they're like, well, if we're only here for a couple days, sometimes we don't even get a ride at all. So we put a project together, and the staff built these shelters, and then with that, we drilled a new well, put a new building down there to house the well and all the components of that, and now we have hydrants that are going to all these corral structures. It keeps them from going down in the creek, the degradation of French Creek down there, so trying to restore that creek bed and that shoreline down there by keeping the horses out, but also supplying them with water now to be able to water their horses when they come in. So been a great project, and we're excited to see that this summer. I think the horse people are really going to enjoy that improvement. And then just our ongoing fence repairs. As I talked last month, the quarry fire took out 3 miles of fence. Staff are actively working on that now. And then as we've gotten around more and more, we clear trees off the other sections of the boundary fence. The wind blows. More trees are still coming down on it, taking it down in spots. So that's going to be an ongoing thing all summer long. We'll get this 3 miles up and fixed, and then we'll move on to the other spots that need repaired and keep working through it. I think last month I said I was asked about the fence. We're replacing all of our wooden posts with metal posts, and then we've gone to high tensile, but it's not high tensile woven wire. It's high tensile 6-strand wire is what we're going through, and we keep it up off the ground enough to where like deer and pronghorn can access. It can go in and out of the park underneath of it without any issues, and then it's about 6 feet, and they are telling me the elk can still get over it, you know, and especially on the west side where they go between us and the Forest Service on the west and the north side. So good project. It'll be a good project to get done, but at least the next time when we have a fire, it's not if, it's when. It'll just burn through it, and we won't have the same issue. I'll stand by for any questions.
Very good. Thank you, Matt. Any questions? The one I do have for you, Matt, and I think you answered this, but I just want to hear it again. I've had a lot of people ask me about construction in the park. What's the timeline?
We're anticipating that it could be done this fall. It will be done this fall, but yeah. they're going to start the milling next week is what we've been told. The beauty of this is DOT is basically, when they mill, a benefit to us, they're also going to do East Gate and West Gate. That's basically the park's ownership. But DOT is like, we're here. We'll write this into our contract. Not a big deal. So we get that benefit. But we'll see a disruption for the majority of the summer. They do have to take a break over the Sturgis Rally, so we don't have that impact. And then for about a week and a half right before Roundup and that, they would have to stop work as well and just let traffic flow. But yeah, it sounds like we're going to have a disruption for the majority of the summer. So, yeah.
Thank you. Well, they're still going to come. They just wanted to know.
Yeah, just be patient. So, yes.
Any other questions, comments for Matt? Very good.
Thank
you so much.